奉主耶稣圣名，继续来学习雅各书。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we will continue our learning the book of James.
我们今天这节课来从第三章开始。
For this class, we will start from chapter 3 of James.
第三章哈，所以请Evie 把它放到第十九页。
Verse page 19 of the Hannah.
好，第三章一开始的时候他就让我们有一个概念他第一节说：“我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。”
The beginning of chapter 3 here says, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment."
第二节说，原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
Verse 2, "So we all stumble in many things, and anyone does not stumble in where he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body."
那这两句话其实就是很清楚的，你讲话多人难免会有过失，你讲的话就要成为你被判断的依据了。
So from these two verses, it's very clear that those who have many words, they're easily to make mistakes, and that their words become the standard on which they are judged.
所以言语多其实出错的机会就大。
So if you have many words, the more likely you will make a mistake.
传道书他才会这样提醒说，如果你言语多，有时候就显出愚昧人，就变成愚昧了。
And so here, the reminder from the book of James says, if you are a man of many words, it is very likely that you will show yourself as someone being foolish.
传道书五章第三节他这样讲的。
I'm sorry, in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3, it says, tell us that.
然后他又说第七节他说多梦跟多言其中都有虚幻，也在传道书。
And also in Ecclesiastes chapter
第五章
chapter 5, he also tells us that one with many dreams.
然后多言讲很多话
你 and with many words,
其中都有虚幻，就是你会讲出一些空的、不实在的。
Then a fool's voice is known.
就是你话因为讲话如果没有经过大脑很容易伤人。
Because if you speak not thinking first, very likely you will hurt someone.
有人天生喜欢讲话。
There are those who are of many words.
有人就不爱讲话。
And but there are also those who are quiet.
该说话的时候不说也不行。
So when you need to speak up, you also need to speak.
那不该说的时候说了一大堆话那更惨。
Now, but in the moments when you shouldn't be speaking and you speak many words, then that is, it will cause even a severe consequence.
所以话是要说的合宜的，就是说话如果说的合宜就像真言里面说像 一个金苹果在银网之上。
And so, as in the book of Psalms teaches that our words need to be properly said. When those words are properly said, then they are like a golden apple in a silver setting.
就会显得非常的美，然后那个效果也会很好。
So it will appear to be beautiful, and its results will be beautiful as well.
在箴言里面有很多关于说话的教导。
In the book of Proverbs, there are a lot of teachings about how we should speak.
那他这里说不要有多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。其实在提醒这些做教导的人你要很小心。
So here says, let not many of you become teachers. It actually serves as a reminder of those who are teaching.
传道要特别留意的。传道者本身是要非常小心的。
As teachers, we need to be extra careful.
因为以后一定神会先判断。
Because those the preachers will be the one, the pastors will be the one that God would judge first.
做教导的人本来那个话讲出去，不要等神判断，其实听的人就会判断说你这个人讲话到底有没有实在。
So when you teach someone, we don't need to wait for the judgment of God. Those listeners will actually discern whether what we say is right or wrong.
好，那第二节他在强调说，如果有人在话语上没有过失，就是完全人，也能够勒住自己的全身。
Here said, if anyone does not stumble in word, he's a perfect man, able to also bridle the whole body.
那表示说，如果话语控制不了，其实你的全身就是你的行为行动本身也就会出错了。
So in other words, if one cannot control the words in which they say, they cannot control the whole body, referring to their actions. So all your actions will be wrong.
为什么这样讲？
Why do they say this?
因为我们话一定是你心里面有在想，你才会说。
Because our words comes from our thoughts.
就是如果是讲出那个愤怒的话，基本上都是已经心里酝酿了怒气，等到那个时间那个点爆发的时候，你就讲出去了。
If we say angry words, it's because we have been upset or angry for quite some time, and after a long period of time of holding back, then we will burst out angry words.
那有时候不讲话不见得没事。
So there are times when we don't speak anything, it doesn't mean things are correct.
有人
or right.
比如说夫妻吵架，彼此都不讲话，冷战，都没讲话，好像都没事，其实不是。
So、
那个更大的风暴在后面呢。
So some people, they go into this stage of cold war, means that they don't really speak to each other, but that doesn't mean that everything is alright. Not necessarily, it's just the beginning of a storm.
所以其实话该说的时候要说，但是要适当的说。
So what you need, when you need to say it, you need to say it, but properly say it.
所以我们的情绪，我们人的情绪，其实有时候要用话语把它疏解出来的。
And so our emotions sometimes need to be released through words.
哦，这是为什么我们要有人可以沟通，要讲话。
This is the reason why we need to communicate. We need to speak with one another.
那我们又要考虑到说，跟人说话有时候人的领悟，就是他理解又不太一样。
But we also have to take into consideration that everyone understands our words differently.
所以我们要考虑到说，我们跟谁说话，我应该怎么说。
So we must take into consideration how should I say.Particular words to particular person.
要怎么讲他才会明白？
So how should I deliver the message so it becomes clear?
那所以我们对人说话这就是有时候说是艺术，就是因为那个每一个状况，每一种人可能都不一样。
So that's why we say that it's an art, because it is different when we speak to different people.
那我们要追求从神来的智慧，然后我们可以知道应该怎么说话了。
So we need to pursue the wisdom from God to learn how to talk and how to speak.
那我们说我们追求神的智慧，其实我们愿意亲近神。
When we say that we pursue the wisdom from God, it means that we are willing to draw near to God.
主耶稣说话，你心里所想的，你嘴巴就讲出来。
The Lord Jesus says, "What you think in your heart is what you say."
所以控制心其实是。很重要的。
And therefore, it is important that we learn to control our hearts.
那控制心之后，嘴巴就会小心。
So when we control our hearts, we will be cautious what we say.
所以，如果当我们对有人不满的时候，如果这个不满你没有把它抒发，没有去沟通，那这个不满一直酝酿在里面，到最后讲出来的话就是很伤人了。
So when we are not pleased with a certain person, but we do not release it, and we keep holding it back, eventually we will say words that will hurt other people.
那有时候说出去，有时候说了之后会去做的。
And sometimes we will act after our words.
哦，就是说了可能就是做。
After you say it, then you will take action.
这是为什么有时候那个一些悲剧恐怖事件那个有些人他们会在那个网络上或者是媒体上他就会发表 他有这样发表的时候很有可能他就会采取行动了。
That's why sometimes you see in society when some people express their angry words or their hatred on the social media, very likely there is a chance that they will follow up with what they said.
所以他说出的话有时候也不能够把它 当儿戏，要小心，他这人这样讲，他有可能这样做。
Therefore, you shouldn't take lightly of the anger and the hatred that they express, because there is a chance that they will actually do it.
哦，所以像学校老师哈，都会注意听学生的对话。如果学生发表那个很激烈的言论啊，或者是啊威胁的话语啊，老师一定肯定会找这个人去好的跟他，会盯住他，因为他很可能会采取行动的。
This is the reason why at school, teachers pay very careful attention to what students say, because when they express very extreme words, then there's a likelihood that they might take actions.
那其实我们如果反过来思想，我们检讨我们自己也是这样子。
And so it goes when we reflect upon ourselves.
所以我们如果能够控制舌头，才有办法控制全身。
When we are able to hold back our tongue, then we're able to bridle our whole body.
好。那第三节以后，他就开始讲这个有关于舌头的比喻了。
And so, starting from verse 3, it gives us an example of about the tongue.
他说舌头像马的嚼环。
Here says that our tongue is like the bits in a horse's mouth.
你把那个嚼环放在马的嘴巴里面，你就可以控制它了。
And if you put the bit in the horse's mouth, then you're able to control the horse.
啊，所以如果能够控制嘴巴，就有可能我们就可以规范我们自己的行动。
So if you're able to control the mouth, then you're able to limit and restrict your actions.
那当然，我们说控制嘴巴，当然就是控制舌头的意思嘛。
And when we say to control the mouth, of course, what it means is to control our words.
好，那第四节就讲到这个传舵。
And verse 4 here says about the ruler.
啊，第四节这个传舵哈，那个舵小小的哈，但是它可以转动这个整个大船嘛。
Here says that even though the ruler is very small, but it can pilot the whole ship.
好，然后第五节就是他说，像这样子，舌头在百体中是最小的，却能够说大话。
Verse 5, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things.
哦，小小的舌头哈，哇，它可以做好事，也可以把整个事情都搞砸了，就是那个舌头而已。
And even though the tongue is small, it can do great things, but at the same time, it can destroy great things.
啊，我想我们每个人在生活当中都经历过，有时候讲错一句话哈，那整个事情就搞砸了。
I'm sure we all had this experience. Sometimes because of our word, we have messed up the whole situation.
那第五节后半段又说，看那最小的火能点起最大的树林。
And the last part of verse 5, see how a great forest or little fire kindles.
那表示说舌头哈，有时候它会点火，就是人的话哈，会把让整个群体哈就乱了。
What this means is that the words of a man can cause chaos among a group of people.
看箴言十六章，箴言十六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 16.
箴言十六章。
Proverbs chapter 16.
27节。
Verse 27.
箴言十六章27节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 27.
他说：“毁徒图谋奸恶，嘴上仿佛有烧焦的火。”
An ungodly man digs up evil, and it is on his lips like a burning fire.
28.
28.
乖僻人散播纷争，传舌的离间密友。
A perverse man sows strife, and a whisper separates the best of friends.
好，然后再跳过去看第十七章的第九节。
And let's jump to chapter 17, verse 9.
第九节说。
Verse 9.
遮掩人过的寻求仁爱，屡次挑错的离间密友。
He who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates friends.
再看第十节。
Verse 10.
一句责备话深入聪明人的心，强如责打愚昧人一百下。
Rebuke is more effective for a wise man than 100 blows on a fool.
那这几节经文他讲这个话，舌头小小的，但是讲出的话有很大的影响力，好的也有坏的。
So all these Bible verses tells us that even though our tongue is small, yet the words out of it can have good influence or bad influence.
哦，那个传舌的哈，会离间密友，或者是 那个谎言的舌头就让整个群体就真的是一塌糊涂了，搞乱了。
Those the gossiping tongue can separate friends, and a deceitful tongue can cause chaos.
哎，那个群众有时候是盲目的，那个谎话一直传传到最后变真的了。
And sometimes a lie.A people can be ignorant. So if you keep passing a lie, in the end, it might become the truth.
我们都知道那个话一个传一个，传到最后都完全不一样。
And so they keep passing on from the person to person, but in the end, it's completely different to what is true.
这个话哈会越传越多，就是那个钱说我们说钱有时候这个交给一个越来越少，但是那个话你传给别人会越来越多了。
We often say that if you pass around money, it will become less and less by the time it gets to the last person. But if you pass around words, it will become more and more.
这个就是那个传舌哈，有时候把那个话一直传，传到最后哈，真的，一只小老鼠会变成大象了。
This is what we say about gossiping. It will start off as a small mouth, but by the end, it will become a big elephant.
那个，但是第十节是七章的第十节，他却又说一句责备的话，深入聪明人的心呢。他比责打一面一百下还有效。
And in Proverbs chapter 17 verse 10, it hears that rebuke is more effective for a wise man than 100 blows on a fool.
就好像说，今天我们如果一个人他心里面很愁苦，你如果讲了一句对的话去安慰他，他的整个心就火热起来了。
What he means is that if someone is bitter in its heart.And you say an edifying word, then they will bring joy to its heart.
所以最小的火能点着最大的树林，其实是表示说它有很大的影响力，有时候是你想不到的。
And so when it says that a little fire can kindle the great forest, it means that words have a great influence.
大部分我们都，当然这一段大部分讲的是话哈，会有过失，这不好的。
So in this passage, he mostly talk about the negative of the tongue or the words.
但是你说从点火这件事情来看，其实有时候今天有些人如果忧郁了或者是很愁苦，如果你那个舌头能够讲出一对对的话，那个效果会很巨大的，你有想不到，因为这个也是神在做工。
And so here, specifically, this last part talking about kindling fire, especially towards those who are undergoing through depression or anxiety, when our words are said properly, then we can bring great benefit.
好，三章第六节看回来，三章第六节说，舌头就是火，在我们百里中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能烧污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。
Back to James chapter 3, verse 6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell.
那这个其实就是当然这是讲这个火会烧人的，会让人很受伤，会这个就是很负面的。
So here is very negative connotation where it says the fire itself can hurt someone and it's can burn up things.
这个就是最后会让人像在地狱里面火被焚烧了。
And in the end, it might even cause someone to feel like they are in hellfire.
那这个都提醒我们要留意这个舌头的影响力。
So this is all to remind us the influence of our tongue.
第七节，各类的走兽飞禽、昆虫、水族本来都是可以制服，也已经被人制服了。
Verse 7, for every kind of beast and bird of reptile and creature of the sea is tame and has been tamed by mankind.
但是第八节说，舌头没有人能制服，是不仔细的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。
Verse 8, but no man can tame the tongue; it is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison.
这里其实提到这个要制服舌头是你是要花很多功夫的。
So here is to remind us to tame the tongue, we need to put in a lot of work.
那特别是当我们有负面情绪的时候
，especially when we have negative emotions.
当然我们现在说福音要去传也是有人讲啊，你今天到底要传播也是要有人用你的口去讲出那个造就人的。好话跟福音啊。
So Today, when we say we need to evangelize, likewise, we need men to go and preach the word, to say the gospel.
那个舌头可以向罪恶的世界，向不仔细的恶物，但是更积极的一面是，我们可以把我们的舌头讲出那个神的道理，让其他听的人得到造就。
So even though here says that the tongue is an unruly evil, but through our tongue we can say edifying words and we can spread salvation.
要能够发出像泉源发出那个甜的水，滋润人的心呢。
That we need to be like the source of water to give out sweet water.
所以第九节他接下来就讲说，我们本来就用我们的舌头在赞美神呢。
So verse 9 here says that we bless our God and Father.
我们的口应该像泉源哦，涌出那个可以让人的心得到喜乐满足的那个话语。
So our tongue should be like the spring, where it brings forth a water that can edify other people.
那哎，好像一棵树能够结出那个好的果实，让人心喜悦。
Just like a tree can bear good fruits to bring pleasure to men.
所以他提醒我们的嘴巴哈，要说赞美的话，不要一个嘴巴一方面咒诅人。然后一方面又要去颂赞神，那时候他说这是不可以的。
So it reminds us that we need to constantly say words of blessing, and we shouldn't curse on one end and then bless with the same tongue.
所以他说一棵树，他绝对不会结两种果子。
Just like a tree will never bear two kinds of fruit.
啊，那所以那个一棵树好不好，你看果子就知道啊。
You can tell the tree by its fruits.
那这个人好不好，心有没有善良，你听他讲话。
And whether this person is a simple in heart or he has a good intention, you can know it from the words that they say.
好，那听他讲话，但是你要看他行为。
And not only do you need to hear their words, but you need to observe their actions.
所以在雅各书呢，一直强调说，我们听到了或我们说出什么，更重要的是要去实际的行动，要有行为表现。
This is the reason why in the book of James, it repeatedly reminds us that not only do we need to listen to the words of God, but we need to act upon the words of God.
所以言行要一致。
And therefore, our words and our actions need to be in accord.
才是真实的，也才是没有过失，才是完全人。
Only that can we be perfect and be complete.
所以我们说完全人不是说、哦、那我只是控制嘴巴，我都不要讲错话就完全人，不是这样子。
So when we say that you are a complete person, it doesn't mean that you just don't speak anything, then you are complete.
而是要我们会控制嘴巴，我们知道应该说什么好的，然后我们说的好的，我们要去做。
So we control our mouth by knowing what to say, saying the good things, but not only saying the good thing, we need to follow up with actions.
就好像第二章我们在读第二章的第十五节。
Just like earlier in chapter 2 verse 15.
我们看到有弟兄姐妹赤身露体缺乏，你也可以跟他讲祝福的话说啊，愿你平平安安的去，愿主耶稣照顾你。你也可以讲一些话啊，让他觉得很有希望嘛。
So if a brother or sister is naked, then you can choose to say, depart in peace, be warm and feel, to give them hope.
但是你光是用嘴巴讲好话没有用啊。
But it is not good enough just be saying these words.
所以他说，你如果没有行为配合，那你这个话是空是死，没有功效。
That's why it continues to say that you do not have work, then your words are dead.
所以从嘴巴开始，最后要有行为配合。这个才叫做完全，而且是好的。
So you will start off with words, then you follow up with actions, then you are complete. Your faith is complete.
哦，所以你看，这个就是我们要立志，我们要这样追求。
So this is something that we all need to determine to do.
啊，大卫哈，大卫他就这样子立志嘛哈。
Just like how David, he also determined.
我们看诗篇，看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
第十七篇。
Psalm 17.
诗篇十七篇的第三节。
Psalm 17, verse 3.
十七篇第三节说：“你已经试验我的心，你在夜间鉴察我，你熬炼我，却找不着什么。我立志叫我口中没有过失。”
Verse 3. You have tested my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and have found nothing. I have purposed that my mouth shall not transgress.、哦
他立志、啊、真的他也这样在做了。
And not only did he purpose, indeed he acted out.
就是他知道神在鉴察，所以大卫他就很注意他自己的心，然后留意他讲的话了，这样。
Because he knows God is observing, so he is quite careful what he says.
所以大卫不是那个嘴巴很快的，很容易就讲出很多话的人，不是，他很小心。
He is not one with a quick tongue.
所以我们会看到有智慧的人通常他都会谨慎言语，他就看情况再说话，他不会随便乱说的。
So one with wisdom, they often observe before they speak. They don't speak lightly.
那这个是一种灵修，那也是也要学习的。
And this is a spiritual cultivation that we have to learn.
好，我们再继续看下一段。
Let's continue on to the next passage.
下一段，这一章 的第二段就是我们在言语上要显出智慧。
And the second part here talks about that we need to manifest wisdom in our action.
有两种智慧。
There are two kinds of wisdom.
有一种智慧是从地上来的，它是属情欲的，属鬼魔的。
There's a one that is the earthly, sensual, and demonic.
那有一种智慧从上头来的，从神那边给的。
And the other one is a wisdom from above, which is pure, given to us by God.
那是要带领我们成为良善，而且能够结出果子。
It's to guide us to be gentle and good and produce good fruits.
所以他这个第十四节哈
，Therefore in verse 14，
他说：“心里如果怀着苦毒的嫉妒纷争，就不可以自夸，也不可以说谎言，抵挡真道。”
But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth.
这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。
This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic.
这些。智慧对最后带来都是会产生罪恶的。
And all these, all this, and this kind of wisdom, in the end, will only bring about sin.
有时候我们说这种人，这个叫做诡诈、狡猾。
And that's why we say these are people, full of deceits and cunning.
有些人，你看他很有技巧，就是他讲话很有技巧，他套人家的话。
You see that some people are very skillful when they talk. They will use their words to entice you.
如果我们看一个例子，比如说看路加福音，
Let's look at an example in the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音主要是传福音的时候，有人就会套他的话嘛。
When Jesus was evangelizing, preaching, you see that there are those who try to, to entice him.
第二十章，看路加二十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 20.
路加二十章。
Luke chapter 20.
如果是你的话，你大概也不会这样想。
If it was you, most likely we will not.
说实在的，他们真的也是很聪明的。说如果你看他们讲的话。
And if you think about the words that they say, it is actually quite smart.
第十九节那里
Verse 19.
二十章十九节，文士祭司长。他们听懂了主耶稣讲的比喻，指他们讲的，就想要下手拿他，只是惧怕百姓。第二十节，于是就窥探耶稣，打发奸细装作好人，要在他的话上得把柄，好将他交给巡抚的政权之下。然后二十一，奸细就问耶稣说：“夫子，我们晓得你所讲的都是正直，都是正道啊，你也不取人的外貌啊，乃是诚诚实实传神的道。”哇，他。赞美主耶稣他听起来说这个人好像很爱慕道理但是圣经说他是奸细的
So this person came to Jesus and said words that praises the Lord and seems that he is someone who pursues after the truth but the Bible describes him as being a spy
他是要套主耶稣的话的
He is there to deceive Jesus
他先跟主耶稣说 你传的都是正道啊你讲的话都是对的
He first started out by saying you teach rightly
然后重点就是二十二节说我们纳税给该撒可以不可以啊
But the focus is in the last part if is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not
如果你是被问的人人家给你这样赞美一下然后再跟你问这个问题你会说 yes 还是 no
So if you were this person, they come to praise you first, and then they ask follow up with this question. What would you answer?
我想大部分人一定会说那应该的。
Then very likely you would say, of course.
对不对？守律这个好公民就是要纳税啊。
Because you're a good citizen, therefore you need to pay taxes.
哦，但是要想说，为什么他们突然拿这个问题来问耶稣，要纳税这个问题问耶稣，他说为什么？
But why did they suddenly bring up this question about taxing and to Lord Jesus?
这当中有他们的动机的。
They have their ulterior motive.
其实他们是很有技巧，是应该是说很聪明啊。
They're actually quite crafty.
知道怎么去套主耶稣的话。
They know how to test him.
但是主耶稣他是充满智慧的。
But Lord Jesus is full of wisdom.
主耶稣看出他们的诡诈。
So he perceived their craftiness.
所以这个叫做属灵的智慧，他可以分辨呢。
And this is so-called spiritual wisdom, where he is able to discern.
那这个智慧，就今天我们要求的，我要跟主耶稣求。
And this is the wisdom that we also need to pursue today, and we need to ask that from God.
因为他们的智慧，他基本上是为害耶稣，就是要陷害主耶稣，把他交给官府政权底下。
Because the wisdom of this group of people is to put Jesus into danger and to turn him over to officials.
他们也是用他们的舌头啊，他们讲话也很有技巧啊。
And they are also using their tongue, and they're quite skillful.
他内心里面是充满了那个害死人的毒气啊，就是要害人的，动机是很恶劣的。
But their intention is quite evil.
但是主耶稣反过来。
But as in return,
他的智慧是清洁良善的。
Jesus' wisdom is pure, good.
他是没有假冒的，是真实的。
It is not hypocritical, and it is very true.
你看，主耶稣很有技巧的回答这个问题。
And so very skillfully, Jesus answered them.
他在23章24节说：“拿钱来给我看呐、啊，这个钱币上的像跟号是谁的
？”Verse 24 says, "Show me a denarius, whose image and inscription does it have?"
然后主耶稣就这么简单的就说：“那这样该撒的物就归给该撒的，神的物就归给神了。”
And so, very simply, he just answered them and said, "To Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's."
主耶稣很自然的就把那个政治上的这些事情跟神国的事情把它分开了。
And so, very easily, he separated what is worldly and what is spiritual.
因为他看出了他们的意念。
Because he has perceived of their motives.
那也知道，他也知道说他讲出这话会有什么结果。
And he knows what are the influences of his words.
啊，主耶稣说是跟可以不可以都有问题。
So whether he said yes or no, it will all bring forth problems.
啊，这就是今天我们在这个社会里面哈。有时候我们要写一个信啊，讲一些话啊，怕人家录音，然后写着文字，怕人家存档案。有时候人家就可以拿这个你的话，或者你的话，或者你写的文件去告你了。
So this is why nowadays everyone is so cautious on what they write and what they say, because people might take those records and they will sue you.
所以这个叫做，所以说这个叫做罪恶淫乱的时代哈。
And that is
弯曲的时代。
That's why Jesus Christ said that this is a perverse and crooked generation.
哦，那活在这样的社会有时候很累。
And it's quite weary to live in a society like this.
因为有时候你讲话不是有那个意思，但是你就被录音了，讲出哦，你就说你就是你讲的。
Because sometimes you don't mean what you say, but you've been recorded, and other people will take that against you.
所以在这个时代里面哦，我们真的是要求神给我们这个上头来的智慧。
And that's why in this generation, more than so, we need to ask the wisdom from above.
但是我们还是要勇敢地把主耶稣的话讲出去就对了。
But we need to boldly speak out the words of God.
结果，等到主耶稣一这样一讲以后呢，他们当着百姓在这话上得不着把柄，又稀奇他的对应，就闭口无言了。
Verse 26 in Luke said, But they could not catch him in his words in the presence of the people, and they marveled at his answer and kept silent.
你看主耶稣他的心哈，然后他的智慧在这个地方表现无疑啊。
And so his heart and his wisdom has been portrayed here.
好，那当然还有更多了哈。主耶稣传福音的时候，有很多人他们都是想要害他，但是主耶稣就是这样子很简单的就把这个事情解决了。
So this is only one of the many examples in which people would try to put Jesus Christ into danger through his words.
包括那个犯淫乱的女人被抓来，在众人面前要主耶稣公开的去 判断他的时候。
Even including the incident of the adulterous woman when they brought an adulterous woman before Jesus Christ to condemn him
最后
and condemn her.
这个事情也解决了，主耶稣也就是用就讲一句话而已啊，就解决了。
But Jesus Christ was able through one sentence resolve the issue.
好，那我们现在看回来雅各书三章。
Now let's turn back to James chapter 3.
第十七节说，上头的智慧是清，先是清洁，后是良，和平、温良、柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，完全都是诚实的。
But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield.Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
从神南边来的智慧。
Because this is the wisdom from God.
属灵的。
This is spiritual.
真的是要帮助我们的灵性成长，要让我们在天国有份的。
Is to help us grow spiritually and to let us have part with heavenly kingdom.
最后要结出和平的义果，就是第十八节说的。
And so in the end, as verse 18 stated, the fruit of righteousness is sown.
会带来和平的。
It will bring peace.
好，所以。我们今天 要求智慧。
So today we need to seek the wisdom.、
哦、我们今天、要禁止我们的舌头不要讲出恶语。
And today we need to bridle our tongue to not to speak unrighteousness.、
哦、要说造就人好话。
We need to speak words,、edifying words.
那这个话、哦、要知道怎么说。那这个圣经说，像哥罗西书三章，要用言调和，就是。真的是需要有神的真理，要是要有圣灵来帮助我们。
And so we need to know how to say it as the seasoning with salt, as and then we know we need the help from God.
好，这个叫做在原理上显示智慧来。
And this is so called to manifest wisdom through our words.
我们赶快进入第四章。
Let's continue on with chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.